This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. A recent Econ Times article points out that the U.S. wine industry is heavily reliant on immigrant labor. Further, wine producers aren't the only ones who are worried about a potential shortage of agricultural labor. Growers of fruits, vegetables, and nuts, as well as producers of meat and other dairy products, would be particularly hard hit by a lack of farm labor. The article mentions a report commissioned by AFBF, which predicts a decrease in vegetable production of 15% to 31% and a drop in fruit production of 30% to 61% if undocumented workers are deported and the border is closed. The group also predicted a rise in food prices of 5 to 6% and a smaller supply of fruit, vegetables, meat, and dairy available for sale. How do Christmas trees grow? Is a new American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture blog post featuring insights from Ben Butler of Butler's Orchard in Germantown, Maryland. Butler explains how Christmas trees grow and more, including tips on selecting among different varieties. Support farmers like the Butlers in your community. Buy a fresh Christmas tree. The Food and Drug Administration has issued a revised compliance policy guide describing the agency's approach to enforcement discretion for the extra label use of medicated feeds in minor species, which include animals other than cattle, horses, swine, chickens, turkeys, dogs, and cats. The revised CPG clarifies policy and regulatory action guidance to FDA staff on the agency's exercise of regulatory discretion with regard to the extra label use of medicated feeds containing veterinary feed directive status drugs. The revised CPG will be implemented immediately, but the FDA does invite public comments. AFBF will review the CPG for opportunities to influence the final discretionary guidance. Farm Bureau supports allowing veterinarians to prescribe extra label use of antibiotics for treatment of minor species. The American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture is building an outreach team to get the word out about the foundation's educational resources. As members of the team, farmers, ranchers, teachers, volunteers, Farm Bureau committee members, ag leaders, and industry reps can help others learn what the foundation has to offer by presenting at regional and state events. Foundation outreach team members will receive advance notice on grants and new materials, be featured in news resources, have opportunities to pilot new programs, and influence the development of new resources. The U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance invites everyone in agriculture, both individuals and farming and ranching organizations, to participate in USFRA's Mannequin Challenge. This is an opportunity for people in agriculture across the country to join the conversation on social media and raise awareness of how food is grown and raised. The Mannequin Challenge is a recent viral video trend where people remain frozen in action like mannequins while a video is being recorded, then shared on social media platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. As the 114th Congress ends this month, the most pressing issue to tackle during the lame duck session for lawmakers is again passing a budget resolution. AFBF Public Policy Executive Director Dale Moore explained in a recent interview that the continuing resolution needs to be passed before the legislative clock runs out on December 9th. Another issue that has potential to be passed during the lame duck session, according to Moore, is the Water Resources Development Act, which could be tied to other water-related issues. Starting January 3rd, the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture will hold an online auction. Available items include custom handmade Paul Bond cowboy boots, a Peyton Manning signed helmet, an Archie Manning signed jersey, and a drone. The proceeds will go toward agricultural literacy efforts, including mini grants, teacher scholarships, and creating more free, accurate resources. Nationwide is generously sponsoring a match and will match funds raised up to $15,000 for this auction. For more information, go to the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture website. If you're still on the hunt for a stocking stuffer for a favorite teacher or educator, consider ordering a free copy of the Addressing Early Misconceptions About Agriculture Ready-to-Use kit. The all-inclusive kit includes pre-printed and laminated pictures and signage. Topics addressed include who makes chocolate milk, the difference between a bull and a cow, the image of a farmer or rancher, and tools used by today's farmers and ranchers. A do-it-yourself version of the kit is also available. Trucking regulations got you scratching your head? Hearing conflicting explanations? What's the difference between a farm vehicle driver and a covered farm vehicle operator? Does it matter? To sort truth from conjecture and fact from rumor, come join us at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, December 13th at the Macoupin County Farm Bureau building. Macoupin County Farm Bureau is hosting a two-hour seminar that focuses on trucking laws for farmers, both new and well-worn. We'll take a special look at the latest rules, and you'll have the chance to ask those farm trucking questions that you can't seem to find the answers for anywhere else. A lot of laws have changed in the past 24 months. We've seen changes to regulations regarding the CDL, the medical card, hours of service limitations, equipment inspection requirements, ATV operation, mobile phone use, out-of-state CDL use, post-trip inspections, the new URS, process agents, and more. We'll cover these recent changes in some of the more established but still misunderstood rules, such as USDOT number, UCR registrations, and driver's license classifications. Presenting the seminar will be Kevin Rund, who has specialized in farm transportation issues for the Illinois Farm Bureau for more than 35 years, and you'll receive take-home materials covering these topics. The seminar is free, courtesy of your county and state farm bureaus, but advance registration is requested. Please call 217-854-2571 to reserve your place at the On the Road seminar. Come join us and get your trucking questions answered. Agriculture students and Illinois Farm Bureau members and their children are encouraged to apply for 71 college scholarships offered by the IAA Foundation, Illinois Farm Bureau's charitable arm. The scholarships, ranging from $1,000 to $7,500 per year, will be awarded in total of $143,400 for the 2017-2018 school year. Students may apply for a variety of scholarships, including three IAA Foundation top scholarships, where winners will receive $5,000 awards. Another $7,500 award goes to the Illinois Farm Bureau Legacy of Leadership Scholarship winner. In addition to family scholarships often established to honor the memory of a loved one, the IAA Foundation offers scholarships on behalf of organizations such as Prairie Farms Dairy and the Illinois Soybean Association. All applicants must be high school seniors accepted for enrollment or students already enrolled at an accredited college, university, or community college. Scholarships are awarded for exceptional academic ability, leadership, and financial need. Previous winners of an IAA Foundation scholarship are eligible to apply again. A full listing of available scholarships, eligibility guidelines, and application documents are available at the Foundation website at www.iaafoundation.org. Completed applications must be submitted online by February 1, 2017. For more information, contact your County Farm Bureau, the IAA Foundation at 309-557-2230, or email Susan Moore, Director of the IAA Foundation, at smoore@ilfb.org. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.